WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is in hot water over their cooperation with ICE. They're being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for complying with requests from immigration officials to hold people longer than they should so ICE can come and deport them. Those requests are called ICE detainers, and they allow sheriffs to detain people for an extra 48 hours.
Being unlawfully present in the United States is not a crime. It's a civil violation.
That's Hannah Schwarz, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin.
Continuing to detain someone is, under Wisconsin law, this is something we argue, is an arrest. And by arresting someone for being unlawfully present in the United States, you are arresting them for a civil violation.
People can only be arrested for civil violations under specific circumstances, none of which include being undocumented. The ACLU argues that honoring an ICE detainer is not an arrest that Wisconsin law enforcement has the authority to make. Schwarz said they're waiting for the state's Supreme Court to take up the case. The lawsuit was filed in September.
So if we won this lawsuit, it would mean that local sheriffs wouldn't be able to detain immigrant detainees on behalf of ICE.
The Marathon County Sheriff's Office declined to comment on the ongoing lawsuit. The ACLU of Wisconsin also put out a statement denouncing a potential partnership between the Marathon County Sheriff's Office and ICE. The 287G partnership, which follows a jail enforcement model, would allow Marathon County sheriffs to use jail facilities as a kind of ICE detention center. That means local jails could detain people for longer periods of time than an ICE detainer requests. According to an ACLU report, 13 Wisconsin sheriff's departments have a partnership with ICE. The federal government shutdown has ended, but food insecurity is still top of mind for Governor Evers. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., If that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care, to make sure that they have enough food.
In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
This week is Winter Weather Awareness Week. There were 96 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2024 to 2025. That's according to preliminary State Department of Health Services data. State Health Officer Paula Tran, in a statement, said to prepare for winter weather, Wisconsin residents should prepare an emergency kit and supplies before the severe weather happens. Visit the Ready Wisconsin webpage for tips on what to include in your emergency kit. The Village of Weston Board of Trustees is hosting a public hearing today on its 2026 budget. The proposed spending budget of over $9 million is a slight increase from this year. The largest increase is in public safety, with nearly $300,000. Taxes will slightly decrease, roughly 29 cents. However, the budget includes a fee increase for refuse and recycling from $167 to just over $200. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the Weston Municipal Center boardroom. The United Way of Marathon County is accepting donations of baking supplies for their Uniting for the Holidays baking supply drive. They're accepting pre-packed baskets of items like a cake or cookie mix, a bag of flour or sugar, cooking oil, and baking tools. United Way is encouraging people to host drives at their workplace with family and friends or to collect the items solo. To register to participate in the drive or for a full list of items, visit the United Way of Marathon County website. Lawmakers at the state capitol are proposing a bill that would incentivize school district consolidation. The bill would increase consolidation aid for the first year. Currently, consolidating school districts are eligible to receive $150 per pupil for the first 5 years. The new bill would increase the amount of aid in the first year to $2,000 per student, and the other 6 years of eligible aid would be the same as they are now. Currently, schools receive 50% of the previous year's amount in year six, and 25% of the amount of aid they got in the fifth year in year seven. The Wausau School District this year consolidated its 13 elementary schools to 9 by closing and selling Hawthorne Hills, Hewitt, Texas, and Grant Elementaries, and renovating Lincoln Elementary. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight, a little bit of rain and light snow. We are going to drop down into the 20s for a low. Snow amounts will be light. And then tomorrow, a little snow in the morning. Mostly cloudy all day with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.